May the blessings and favor of the Lord be with you, dear family. Mother Claire began, Jesus, you are so beautiful in the portrait with your mother reflected in the background. I'm glad that caught your eye, my love. And the incredible moment, what a beam of sunlight hit your left eye. Amazing, and what a supernatural sign. Tell me, why did it take so long for you to be here with me? I didn't feel worthy or prayed up enough to listen for you. Haven't I been consistent in telling you that I love to speak with you? I love it when you come to engage me as my sweet heavenly wife. I can't say I feel that way about myself, Jesus. Does that matter? When I do say, this is who you are to me, beloved, I want you to feel more secure in my praises and acceptance of you than the lies Satan laces your mind with. Please stop believing their lies and concentrate on my sweet presence in the portrait. For when you look at me that way, my heart goes thump, thump, thump. I fall in love with you all over again, just like our first days together. I feel that way too, Lord Jesus, spouse of my heart. You should, because it is far more real and accurate than those dark ones who defile your heart with their lies. They spit on you because they are detestable and cannot tolerate your pure and sweet love for me. Ignore them, Claire. Do you know what I'm thinking right now? No, Lord, I don't. I am thinking about the first time I take you into my arms with your wedding dress laced with pearls, and how perfect that moment will finally be with your warm hand in mine, hearts beating in one accord. Oh, I so look forward to that first dance. What will it be like, Jesus? It will be the most glorious moment of your existence when I receive you as my forever spouse, and my betrothed is finally my irrevocable and eternal completion to my heart. You see, my precious, precious heart dwellers, we will be joined in holy matrimony, and all our dreams will come about through this endless consortium of my brides, the citizens of heaven and assisting angels. I had to look up consortium. I didn't know what it meant, but this is one definition. The right of association and companionship with one's husband or wife, participating in a common activity or pooling their resources for achieving a common goal. And Jesus finished the sentence. The goal of healing and building of my kingdom on the earth. My beloved, this work will be glorious, and you shall not be denied any tool or resource in this work, and together we will be building up this glorious kingdom. You shall use all the talents I have given you, plus many, many more you have never dreamt of having. All for my glory and the glory of my people, whom I have longed to reward for their dedication and sufferings on earth as they work to restore my reign. Oh, my precious brides, truly eye has not seen, nor has the mind of man conceived the glory reserved for you in my kingdom, as it is built up as an everlasting habitation for my people. Ingenuity will flow as living waters through your hands as you prepare this habitation as a reward for the faithful. Claire, this is only the beginning of the world of possibilities. You will be inspired by the accomplishments of heavenly gardens and habitats, which sing the praises of the Eternal Father and bloom each day to provide new wonders for my faithful chosen ones. Okay, you are tired, We will proof this together tomorrow. I love you, and I love working with you. Let us create music and vocals to highlight the wonders ahead of you. And that was the end of his message. God bless you, dear ones, and may you be free to explore the endless world of possibilities with our Lord Jesus.